Hey, thanks for joining us on a Marlins Rewind. Week in Review will be on the podcast page later this afternoon. So we all know Don Mattingly came from the Los Angeles Dodgers. This year, as in the previous five seasons, Mattingly's enjoyed some wild success against the NL West. He's only lost a third of the series that he's managed against that division. Yesterday, we got our last glimpse of the San Diego Padres of this season. And with Sunday afternoon's Rewind, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins again had chances, but time and again, those chances were thwarted by double play balls in this ball game today. The Marlins in nine innings hit into six double plays, setting a club record, and they fall to the Padres 3-1 as the Padres take this series at two games out of three. Justin Nicolino and Luis Perdomo were the starters here today, reprising their June 15th matchup at Petco, won by the Padres. Nicolino, just back from AAA, pitched a 1-2-3 first inning. In the bottom of the first, the die was cast. Dee Gordon, a leadoff single, getting Martin Prado to the plate.
He's not going. The pitch is grounded to the left side. Up with it, the shortstop gives to second for one, over to first for two. And Dee not going, and they get the easy double play.
That's the first of six in the game for the Padres. Marlins took the lead in the second against Perdomo with one out. JT Realmuto doubled. He went to third base on an Ichiro ground ball, and with two outs, Miami got a big hit from Xavier Scruggs.
Realmuto with third, Perdomo gives him a look, and the ball is lined out into left center for extra bases. Home to score is JT Realmuto. Scruggs digging for second, and he is in there, makes a turn, and will hold up. A two-base hit. That's his first double for the Marlins. He picks up his third Marlins RBI, and the Marlins lead 1-0.
In the third, the Marlins got a leadoff single from Justin Nicolino, but Dee Gordon hit into a 4-6-3 double play, and the Marlins have turned away. Game stayed scoreless into the top of the fourth. That's when the Padres' bats came alive against Nicolino. Alex Dickerson led off with a double. Man at second, nobody out. For a man who had a big weekend here, Ryan Schimpf. The 0-1 to Schimpf. That's driven towards center field. Ozuna races back toward the home run sculpture, and he can't get it. Plays it off the wall. It caroms by him. Coming around third and scoring, Dickerson tie the game. Schimpf is in at third base with a stand-up triple, and it's 1-1 in the top of the fourth. Well, after Derek Norris popped to second, Adam Rosales with the infield in, grounded to shortstop, and Miguel Rojas came home. They were able to get Schimpf trying to score. Put out went 6-2-5 as he was caught in a rundown. So there were two outs in the inning with a man at first base. Key play in that inning, Adam Rosales, with Luis Sardinis at the plate, stole second. So he was in scoring position for the number eight hitter. 1-2 to Sardinis. Line drive, right center field. The stolen base pays off. It's down for a base hit. Coming around third, Rosales. He's going to score to give the Padres the lead. And running hard all the way, Sardinis. He's got himself a double. 2-1 San Diego, now in the fourth. It was a double for Sardinis, but Rosales would not have scored from first base on that ball hit out to right center field. So the steal paid off. In the fifth inning, trailing 2-1, Marlins got back-to-back base runners to get things started against Perdomo. Ichiro walked, Xavier Scruggs singled, but then Miguel Rojas hit into a 6-4-3 double play. That was number three in the ballgame. Then when Nicolino grounded back to the pitcher, the side was retired in the fifth. Top of the sixth, trying to extend lead against Nicolino with one out. Ryan Schimpf hit by a pitch. With two outs, he was wild pitched to second base. Those 90 feet mattered when Adam Rosales delivered.
Nicolino's pitch. Rosales bangs a single through the left side. Coming around and being waved is Schimpf. Here's the throw to the plate. Not in time. Run scores. It's another two-out RBI hit for the Padres, and they lead 3-1.
A run that would not have scored were not for the wild pitch that got Schimpf to second with two outs after being hit by a pitch. Nicolino got through the sixth inning for the first time in his last 10 starts. He was done, though, after six. Three hits, eight runs. He walked one, didn't strike anybody out. He hit a batter. He threw a wild pitch, 101 pitches, 65 strikes for Justin in this ballgame. In the bottom of the sixth, Marlins got a leadoff walk to Dee Gordon, but with one out, Christian Yelich into a 6-3 double play. That was number four. In the seventh, with one out, JT Realmuto singled. Then Ichiro hit a rocket right back at the pitcher. Perdomo caught it out of the air. And with Realmuto halfway to second base, he ran to first himself. A one unassisted double play. That was number five to tie a club record. Then in the eighth inning, trailing 3-1, Marlins got a leadoff walk to Xavier Scruggs. After Miguel Rojas struck out, up to the plate, stump pitch hitter Jeff Francoeur. 0-2, ground ball to third base. Uh-oh, here we go again. 5-4-3. For the sixth time in eight innings, the Padres turn a double play. And that is our move of the game, brought to you by All My Sons Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. In the ninth, Perdomo still out there. Luis Perdomo at 90 pitches through eight innings, got a chance to throw a complete game here today. He'd never gotten more than seven in a big league start, and he'd only done that a couple of times. He struck out D. Gordon for the first out of the ninth. Martin Prado grounded to short for the second out. And Christian Yelich bounced to short to end it. So no double play in the ninth inning. First time in five innings, Marlins didn't hit into a double play at that point. But six double plays were plenty, and the Padres win this game 3-1. For San Diego, three runs, eight hits, no errors, six men left. For the Marlins, one run, six hits, no errors. They strand a pair. Luis Perdomo's first big game. Nine innings, six hits, one run. He walked three, struck out three through a wild pitch. 99 pitches to go the distance. That, my friends, is a Maddux. A complete game on fewer than 100 pitches. He threw 65 strikes to improve to 7-7 on the season. Justin Nicolino, the loser, 2-6 in his return to the big leagues. Time of the game, 2 hours, 36 minutes. And a crowd of 19,883 sees some Marlins history today. A club record six double plays. And they go home disappointed as the Marlins lose it 3-1. Miami finishes the homestand with a 2-4 record, losing 2 of 3 to both the Royals and the Padres. Padres with the win are 55-75. They are 25-41 on the road as they head off now to Atlanta and L.A. to continue this road trip. Marlins, meanwhile, fall to 67-63 with 130 games in the books and 32 to go. Miami now 33-32 here at home after this 3-1 setback against the Padres. The six double plays hit into a club record for the Marlins. They'd hit into five on four previous occasions. They come up one short of the major league record, seven, set by the Giants in a game at Houston, May 4th, 1969. Marlins hit into six double plays today in a nine-inning game. And Luis Perdomo became the fourth pitcher to throw a complete game at the Marlins' expense this season. He joins Jeff Locke of the Pirates, May 30th right here. Adam Wainwright of the Cardinals, July 16th in St. Louis. And Kyle Hendricks of the Cubs, August 1st up at Wrigley Field. Those three in Perdomo, the four who have thrown complete games at the Marlins' expense today.
Now a four-game series in New York against the Mets. Jose Fernandez starts for the Marlins tonight. He'll be looking to play the role of stopper in the series opener. Today's Fish Family Code, stopper. Jose matches up against 25-year-old Dominican-born Rafael Montero. He gets the ball for his 10th career start. Kyle Seeloff will have the clubhouse sound from Don Mattingly after yesterday's game, starting at 6:40 with Marlins on deck. Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner are in New York for the play-by-play. Listen at MLB.com, download the MLB at Bat app, tune your radios to 940 Wins in the Miami Marlins Radio Network.